First up, Queensland has become the first state to ban pill testing. In a contentious move, advocates fear could lead to more harm than good. The state government has closed two pill testing facilities following new legislation passed last week. The decision is said to emphasise the government's zero-tolerance approach to illicit substances, which comes after the Liberal National Party ended $1.5 million of government funding to those two testing facilities earlier this year. An independent study completed by the University of Queensland, released around the same time the legislation came to play, found just over 50% of drugs contained what users expected, with the rest being spiked and deadly substances. To find out more about the ban of the pill testing stations in Queensland, Ella Panizzolo spoke with Rita Bryan, a researcher and harm reduction specialist working at the Pennington Institute.
So there's a wealth of evidence from around the world, really, to show that pill testing is an evidence-based strategy for reducing harm, as well as linking people in with other health and community services about their drug use. The evaluation of the Queensland Drug Checking Service was released last week, and we've also seen evaluations from services run in the ACT at festivals. And we know that from the Queensland data, only about 57% of the samples that people presented over the year contained only the expected substance that they thought was in the product. Certainly, we know, you know, at least one in 10 people threw out their drugs based on the findings that they had from testing. One in five people, certainly in the Queensland data, said they'd reduced their substance use based on, you know, the information they'd received and the conversations they'd had with the healthcare workers.
How do pill testing services operate? And what happens when a dangerous substance is detected?
They're usually confidential services where somebody can bring in a sample to be tested, usually using quite technical chemistry equipment, which can provide information about what's in the substance that they've provided.
According to the ABC, in Canberra, a rare nitazine called isotocyanazine was discovered for the first time ever in a drug testing facility in Australia. What do you think this says about the importance of these facilities and their ability to help with harm reduction?
I think, again, you know, we have the most volatile and toxic unregulated drug supply I think we've ever seen across the globe. Drug checking services provide an opportunity to analyse what's in the market right here, right now, which does mean that, you know, services like CanTest in the ACT and Checkpoint and in Queensland and now the drug checking service in Victoria can provide critical, very timely information that not only is for the person who has presented the sample, but it provides an opportunity to inform public health and policy to be able to alert health services, hospitals, emergency services who can prepare and respond more effectively to, you know, contaminants and other things that are popping up in our markets.
As reported by The Guardian earlier this month, the Queensland Deputy Premier, Jared Blais, said there is no safe illicit substance. That's why they're illegal. That's why the government is taking a zero tolerance approach to privately funded or publicly funded pill testing facilities. What's your response to this statement, and what outcomes would typically be seen for a zero tolerance stance?
It's absolutely fair to say that no drug is safe to use, and I think that all harm reduction and pill testing drug checking services would agree, and that is always the key message that's given to people who use these services. And there are definitely risks involved using illegal substances. There's also risks involved using legal substances like tobacco and alcohol and even some medicines, even when they're used as prescribed. We know that banning access to drugs, banning access to harm reduction services doesn't change people's behaviour. Drug use is a part of society. People have used drugs, whether they've been illegal or illegal, throughout time. What banning zero tolerance approaches tend to do is it removes access to health services and access to health professionals that can provide critical education and advice to people who might otherwise not be able to access that information in other places. So it removes opportunities for education about risk and or strategies people can take. And it also implies that people who do decide to take risks and use drugs don't deserve access to information because of their choices, which is problematic and sort of removes some of the trust that young people or other people going to festivals might have in services and governments because they may not have experienced the risks that they hear about. The information that they're sort of receiving from a top-down approach isn't necessarily aligning with their experiences.
Rita Bryan, researcher and harm reduction specialist from the Pennington Institute, speaking with The Wire's Ella Panizzolo.